Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Defensive back Jaden Grant joins us every week on the Bald-Faced Truth. He was outside the Oregon State locker room after the loss to Purdue. He was emotional. He was outspoken. That loss didn't sit well with you, did it?
Well, I mean, anytime that you leave a game and you don't come up victorious, it's always, a disappointment. For us, we knew that this was a big opener, a Big Ten team. A good team, a good stage, sold-out crowd. And for me personally, never winning a home opener since I've been here. It was more of that personal desire to want to, bring that win back to Corvallis, back to Beaver fan, build some excitement heading into week two. But that game's done and over with. Like I said at the time, we're not going to let that one loss, define our whole season. And I think we've really responded well as far as preparing, for Hawaii this week.
In the second half, you go up, receiver catches a pass. It's you and him. And there's kind of a scramble for the ball. I got to be honest. I was in the press box. I was like, Jaden Grant has a bunch of brothers and sisters. There's no way he's coming away from that without the football. Like, what happened on that play?
So what happened was they did their little weird formation out of field goal that we had actually prepared for. So when I went to guard my man, I saw that, the quarterback, backup quarterback, whoever was throwing it, the holder.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking at my guy. He was looking because he was about to get hit at the guy behind me. So as soon as the ball left his hands, I just speed turned and kind of just locked my target in on the guy and was just planning to hit him when he caught it. And when I hit him, Alex Austin was also hitting him from behind. And I think that kind of helped pop the ball out. So I hit him and it looked like a big hit. But in the midst of all that, the ball was coming loose and I just happened to notice it and was able to come away with it, by the time we hit the ground.
That happens to you. Like, I've watched you play. The ball seems to find you. Do you feel that way, too? Like, even the Washington game a couple years ago, it's just the ball finds you.
Yeah, I think my coaches just do a good job of, coaching me up, allowing me to do my job to the best of my ability, and they just put me in, positions for success. And, when I get those opportunities, I try to capitalize.
What do you see on film when you look at Hawaii?
They got some good playmakers. They got a lot of guys who can catch and then get going with the ball, whether it be their running backs or receivers. So it'll be another test for us as a defense, another test for us as a secondary, and I can't wait to, go out there and try to get that first one of the season.
We're talking to Jaden Grant, Oregon State defensive back. I thought the defense played really well. I mean, you look at points scored in the game. There were a couple of short fields, and they got a cheap one at the end. But I felt like you guys defensively played a really good game. How did you feel about the game in general?
I thought our defense played not bad. Not bad. Obviously, there's a whole offense, defense type thing, but we never look at it like that, regardless of the outcome, win or loss, we never look at it that regardless of stats. We always look at, the plays that we leave out there. And, we left a bunch of them out there. I know me, myself, I feel like I played really poor in game one. So, I like what I saw. I like the cohesiveness, like I was talking about, of our defense. I like our pursuit. I don't know if you watch, but, we always have each other's backs out there, and that's a known thing across the board, of all 11 men out there on the field. So really just looking forward to, like I said, to the next opportunity and try to put it all together. Not leave any of those out there.
You got to play in front of fans. I was struck that it felt like a football game again. There were people in there.
Yeah,
it was a nice crowd.
Exactly.
What was that like for you as a player?
I mean, man, I was telling my girlfriend this the other day, for me, I was anxious, super anxious to get out, super kind of nervous, more anxious and nervous than I have been in the past. And then as soon as we went out there to warm ups, you know, you start getting booed, the fans booing, student section right there, saying all these different things, and it just turned it into just straight fun. You know what I'm saying? It was just so fun. You know, the energy that you felt before the game, I'm like, okay, this is it. You know, this is that reminder. You know, college football is back, atmosphere is back. So, I mean, it was a beautiful thing. Obviously, we want to come away with the win, but as far as the atmosphere, as far as the setting, it was amazing.
You guys will get a couple opportunities here with Hawaii and Idaho. I know you're focused a lot on Hawaii, but these are games that we all expect you guys to win. But how do you stay focused, or do you look around and look what happened to Washington against Montana? Look what happened to Washington State. Do you use that as a reminder that, like, hey, you got to show up and play every week?
I mean, my reminder is the past seasons I've been here, you know, 2-10, 1-11, whatever it may have been. There's a season where, you know, we lose our home opener to Colorado State. Next week, bounce back and almost lose to Portland State. I think we beat them by 2 points.
Yeah.
So I don't need to look at, you know, other teams, their success or their failures to understand how important every single game is, how important respecting your opponent and preparing, you know, the right way for your opponent is. So I think that it's kind of a negative thing that I've kind of experienced that I kind of turn to a positive now as far as, you know, my approach to each week.
Jaden Grant is our guest, Oregon State. What do you want to do academically this year, and where are you graduation-wise? What's your plan and goal, at least from an academic standpoint?
So I actually graduated my undergrad almost 2 years ago in new media. So I got an undergrad in new media. I have a minor in business entrepreneurship.
Like it.
I just finished my first little grad program. It was a grad certificate in business analytics. And then hopefully by the end of the fall or the winter, I'll be done with my second grad thing, which is actually a MSB in marketing and analytics insights.
What do you want to do with that?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you exactly what I want to do. But I know it'll open up a lot of doors, you know, for life after football.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. When I was in college, I had no idea either. And I think, you know, you find your way, right? And I think you focus on football. Play as long as you can play. Do what you can do. And then look for the next opportunity. I love, though, that you're taking advantage of a system that is, you know, allowing you as an athlete to go to school, get educated. I mean, you're going to walk out of there. Is there anyone in the Grant family history that has had that many degrees and certificates?
No, definitely not. So that's something that I'm definitely proud of. And not only just proud of myself, but, you know, hopefully inspire the next line of Grant kids to, you know, strive for that type of, academic achievement, I guess.
My kids went to school this week for the return to school. They were so happy. They came home. They were, you know, they probably maybe had some of the same elementary school teachers that you had. And they were like, you know, oh my gosh, we went to the library. We had recess. It was like being normal again. Do you remember that as a kid? Like your memories of growing up and going to school. Is there a teacher maybe you want to give a shout out to that was really influential to you?
Yeah, there actually was back in Miami. My preschool teacher was named Miss Noble. I've always loved her, always had a soft spot in my heart for her growing up. And then my kindergarten teacher was Miss Perez. And both of those I just remember being really close with. They always gave me the best, you know, feedback when my parents came for, you know, parent-teacher meetings and stuff like that. And I just remember them being genuinely good people. Those were the two that stick out the most from my childhood.
Yeah, I looked so much at the teachers, and I feel for teachers, especially in the last year. All right, before I cut you loose, you know, you guys are real focused on process. The rest of us often focus on result. Going into this Hawaii game, do you have some objectives that you have in mind that, you know, maybe not just winning the game, but things that you really want the defense at Oregon State to focus on?
Yeah, I mean, I really only care about winning. You know, all that other stuff is kind of what Sundays are for, to correct all that stuff. But, I mean, I think we say it all the time, just making teams beat us, not beating ourselves.
Like that. Jaden Grant, you go have a good day. Have a great game this weekend, and we'll catch up to you next week.
Thank you very much, John. Have a great day.
All right, Jaden Grant. I love talking to that kid. How many degrees does he have? Certificates? His mom and dad got to be proud. Look, for years, college athletes did not take advantage of the opportunities that were in front of them, right? We had universities that were looked upon as football factories, and they care about you until you don't have any eligibility, then they spit you out. Well, I think the athletes in today's world, name, image, likeness, transfer portal, have got some protection that maybe athletes of yesteryear did not have. Jaden Grant, a great example of a kid who is taking advantage of the opportunities that his athleticism have created for him. I love that he's joining us every week, but we're going to get a chance to know him a little bit. And so then when he goes on and has success in football and he has success in life after that, you're going to feel like, you know, you were there as he was sort of forming that plan for the rest of his life. Good stuff from Jaden Grant. I think Oregon State, they've got a get-well game here against Hawaii. Hawaii defensively have not been very good against UCLA or Portland State in their two games. I expect Oregon State's defense to hold Hawaii somewhere in the 17 to 24 range. I think the offense is going to have a heyday against Hawaii. I think this game has got like 44-17, 44-21. 50-21, 50-24, something like that written all over it. And Jaden Grant, mark my words, every time I watch him play a game, the ball finds him. Loose ball on the ground, Jaden Grant's got it. Ball in the air, tip, Jaden Grant's there. He's just around the football. Good players do that. Coaches will say it's pursuit. It's the way we coach. He's a kid who's hustling, and hustle gets rewarded. Coaches will say that. I look at it, the kid is a magnet for the football. Good stuff with Jaden Grant. I hope you heard it all. If you didn't, grab the podcast. I want you to leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. I reached out to the Portland Diamond Project to ask him about the potential for the post office location in downtown Portland to turn into a stadium. Craig Cheek with the Portland Diamond Project, kind enough to get back to me. He says, look, they're going to talk. They're revisiting it with their inner circle, but it's a total of only 34 acres. And that puts it on the smaller side of acreage that they'd ideally like to have for their full development vision. And the reality is they need a site that they can actually get something done on. And, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't blame people for thinking about it immediately, as Oregon Live has that story this morning saying, you know, the Oregonian reporting, again, for people just tuning in, that the post office site that had long been had been planned to be developed by a Colorado company that was in contract with the city of Portland to develop it. That deal has fallen apart. And so that parcel, that 34 acres, is available. Diamond Project says they're looking at it, but it's on the smaller side of what they would need. I believe they are also looking at the Lloyd Center site. I believe that we know that they have explored Terminal 1, Terminal 2. So, you know, they're not sitting on their hands. They're doing their diligence. Love the interview with Jaden Grant. Great kid. How do you not root for Jaden Grant, being what he's been through? Several coaches, injuries, walk on, now multiple degrees and certificates at Oregon State, and a kid that just makes plays. I think Oregon State's going to put a 50 burger up on Hawaii. I think Hawaii is ripe for it. That is a program that has traveled back and forth. They came to play UCLA, then they had to turn around, they had to go back to Hawaii. They had a really bad second half against Portland State a week ago. Portland State put points up on them. I think Oregon State's offense is going to make hay against Hawaii. I'm going to say this earlier in the show. I predicted a 31-30 victory for Oregon over Ohio State. I'm now predicting that Oregon State will score 50 in their game against Hawaii. Which of those two things is crazier or stupider, Zach?
Probably Oregon State getting into the 50s. I'm just looking at their point total, John. I'm just looking at my sports book here, my offshore book, and they have 37.5. So just going off of that, I'm going to say Oregon State's in the 40s, but not touching 50.
They're getting to the 50s. Peter.
I agree completely with Zach. I mean, I'm not going to say that it can't happen. I think it's more likely that Oregon pulls the upset, though.
There it is. Peter Sampson sticking his neck out. He's crawling out on the limb with me. I think 50 for Oregon State, and I think Oregon is going to win the game. Call me a homer. Say that I'm one of the three blind mice. Say whatever you want. People laughed at me last week when I said UCLA over LSU.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.